Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of August 2016, and this is the 414th Mole Out Loud podcast. In spite of the fact that I didn't get to bed until after midnight, Murmurs of Mole is getting longer and longer, and it is taking me longer and longer to write. But in spite of that, I feel quite chipper this morning, quite alert. I'm not, obviously not very alert. It's now 20 to 5 in the afternoon, but I have felt I've had a really lovely day. And part of that is that it was a beautiful day outside. It was quite cold this morning, really very much coat weather, and perhaps one of the last days of coat weather. In August, the sun gets much stronger, and although we sometimes have cold mornings, it soon gets to the point where it is far too warm for a coat. And sometimes I'm even trying to be out of the sun. So I really made the most of being wrapped up today, and I haven't been very far. I've done my washing and it's dried outside. The first narcissus is out in my garden, and the sun has been streaming through my living room while I've been working on other things. Today I've been working on the letters that I've been translating and summarising, and I know that they need to be finished. I know I need to wrap that up, you know, and accept that they're not mine to do with what I'd like, and to do a good summary and provide that summary to the people who own them. So I've been doing that this afternoon and just re-going through them again and again. There are so many things that can become confusing. One of them has been the dating of the letters. Some of them have the wrong dates on them, which I now, from the context, can tell. But it's that usual thing of, you know, January of the next year still having the date of the previous year on it. And I mean, I know that I do that. In fact, I have sometimes got the wrong century on mine. So it's completely understandable, but it does throw a bit of a spanner in the works. It's sometimes not that easy to tell what year a letter has been written in. So I've been sorting out that a bit and trying to work out how best to summarise something that is quite complex. The overall story is fairly simple, of this family trying to get their sons out of Vienna, well, trying to get the whole family out of Vienna before the war, although they don't know there's a war coming, they certainly know that the Nazi laws are being introduced. So that's been my day today. I haven't finished it yet, but I do feel that I've kind of given it a good go. And if I can put aside some time tomorrow, I'll be better able to complete it rather than leaving it again. It takes a little while to get back into it. And today I haven't yet done my 20-minute challenge, which is working on Mole, although I'm not sure whether I can get some points for working on Mole until midnight last night. I know that is completely the opposite of what Michael Nobbs has intended with his 20-minute challenge, which is to do 20 minutes and just 20 minutes on a particular project. each day. And certainly this idea of brainstorming for Murmurs of Mole and doing some research, which is what I've been doing in the 20-minute slots, has been a really useful one. It clearly isn't going to be 20 minutes when I'm trying to get them up and running. So what I'm doing is saving a couple of 20-minute slots for next week so that I've got them on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll have 20-minute slots to brainstorm Mole again. So that feels like a bit of a gift to me, even though it has been sort of robbing one part of the challenge in order to prolong it a little bit. Anyway, it's been a good thing to do. I feel as if the pantry that I was hoping to stock up does have some things in it, and I don't know whether it's sustainable doing that all the time. In a way, it does actually make my writing more sustainable if I do that. So it is a good thing. Anyway, I shall review that tomorrow when Michael has his last roundup of the 20 minutes challenge and we all talk about what we've been doing. I do hope that you've had a good 2 days since I last spoke to you, that that you are able to enjoy the weather, whether it's raining, which I have heard in England it has cooled down a bit and there's been some internal time, or whether you're here in Australia and enjoying the beginning of the spring and not mourning the going of the winter too much. And I do hope that you have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again on Monday.